You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
We wrote this paper with Malin Sahakyan, who's currently in the Philippines, so I'm responsible for this speech. Also, I'll have to summarize the situation in the Philippines without knowing it, so please excuse me. I know there are many specialists and many persons from the Philippines in the floor in the room. Our question and approach is quite simple. Is it, in what way can the SSC lead to more sustainable forms of consumption and production? And we try to link two research domains, the research domain of SSC and the research domain of sustainable consumption and production that have been so far quite separated in the literature, in the practice. On the field, we had very little discussion crossing the findings of those two domains. So we'll try with Malin to see what is the perspective when we try to cross those two areas of research, and doing that very modestly in Geneva, let's say in Western Europe, which is Western Switzerland and mostly Geneva and Geneva area, and in the Philippines, and in the Philippines more Metro Manila, where currently Marlin is carrying on researches, and we'll discuss implications for transition toward a more sustainable society. Our method was quite simple also, that we are both involved in research, Marlin a lot in research, but also involved on the field. Myself mostly involved on the practice on the field, but trying to carry on some research. And we just set up a process of interchanging views and analysis. Herself being in Manila and myself being in Geneva, with interviews in different organizations carried on those two fields. It's therefore very limited. It's a first approach. The situation is very very different, and we come here with first ideas. We try to open some new doors, and the ambition is no more than that. I won't spend time on the question of conceptualizing the SSC. A lot have been discussed the former days. Maybe a few seconds on the question of social consumption, sustainable consumption and production. As you all know, that the aim is at reducing material and energy throughputs, reducing negative impacts like loss of biodiversity, global local pollution, etc. The main person in that field were Georges Kerogan and Herman Daly. This approach also tends to focus on individuals and technologies as central to change. And Marlin has been working on her PhD thesis focusing on those questions. It also focuses on intergenerational responsibility in the line of the Brundtland Report, and has some links with all the debates on growth versus green growth, or degrowth versus growth with prosperity in the line of Tim Jackson. Now on the field, let's see what we can see from a comparative perspective. As Malin told me, In the Philippines, there's a very strong civil society tradition, and this term of bayanihan that I surely produced very badly, but excuse me, this idea of working together toward a common goal, which seems to be a very strong idea rooted in the population since many, many years, which is very close to many value of the social solidarity economy. There's a new development in social entrepreneurship and a bill currently in the Senate. The creation of the first Asian Solidarity Economy Forum in Manila. Ben Quiñones is in the room. He's one of the co-founders. They'll have the fifth RIPES Global Forum on Social Solidarity Economy in Manila later this year. So it's a very dynamic process on social solidarity economy in in the Philippines. And their approach is on the triple bottom line, plus a defined value, plus good governance. And I think that we'll come back to this question of edifying values as being something very close to their approach and the approach here in Geneva. Also, they work toward a supply chain approach aimed at transforming the overall economy, and the focus is on underprivileged groups. How is it being practiced? They are working mostly in rural area, in different in the production of different goods and services, attempting to create value chain between the producer, like organic farmers, working with organic pesticide producer, with fair trade markets, etc., working those ideas of lines. They are also engaged with secondary co-op and their financial services. But that's something particular. They tend to focus on an elite that they can and that can afford such products, and that will be also a quite big difference with what we're doing, trying to do here in the Geneva area. A few examples mentioned by Marlene is some of them you might know already, like a quite big organization like the World Trade Fair Trade Organization. The On Eagle Wings, who's going to host the ASIC lately, and Benz is here for details. The Foundation for Sustainable Society, very active in rural development, etc., etc. There are numbers of organizations, some already quite big, as I understand. What can we say in a few words to summarize the point there in the Philippines, that this whole construction of a new institutional platform, the ASEC, that would give more visibility for the future? Strength could come in numbers because there are so many entities in the Philippines that could potentially be part of the SEC. That are, I understand that there are many, many organizations doing or engage in a social solidarity economy without knowing they're doing that. And so there's a huge potential to network those organizations and to build big network in the future. There's also a need to diversify the SAC offer toward like solidarity, transport, banking, insurances. They are very focused on rural activities, as I understand. There's also a need for additional internal coherence and trying to have the values not only on the missions and the product, but also how it works in the organization. And the point is, it seems like there's very little recognition on the SEC beyond its own members, and more focus on social entrepreneurship. Let's move about here, next to us here in Geneva. What's going on? You've been here since a few days. Maybe you've passed next to many SAC organizations without knowing it. Here, it's let's say in a few words, it's a response to social and environmental issues based on explicit guiding principles of values. To mention the values of the charter that really put us together, we have the idea of well-being. And the importance is to be, not to have, the participative citizenship and democracy. Each voice counts. 3, ecology, produce to live, don't live to produce. That's what we summarize it. The idea of autonomy, autonomous but not individualistic. The idea of solidarity, 1 + 1 makes more than 2. 6, diversity, being rich of our differences. And the 7 idea of coherence, say what we do and do what we say, which is not always obvious. And we try to apply that both on production and consumption system. Let's say, also the research here in Geneva are only starting, so we don't have a very strong research base to develop on that, and it's only starting since a few years, unfortunately. How is it practiced? To give a few examples, we For instance, we focused on limit wages differences between within the organization. That's very important to us. That's a way to show that the idea of solidarity and we the idea is not to pass fivefold between the lowest and the highest salary in our organization. Also, we discussed limited capital gains for enterprises, to show that they are now in the for-profit, totally for-profit perspective. We work also towards favorable work conditions for employees. We try to improve participative governance and transparency is promoted. For instance, the salary grid, all the salaries of my organization is on internet, and I don't think there's many organization, many enterprises in Switzerland that do communicate on their salary and less than that on internet. There's a great deal of great diversity of products and services. We are committed to limit environmental impact within organization, and we try to improve that progressively. For instance, we try that every organization of our networks will buy products and services from other organizations within the network. If you need a bank, look if there is a SSE bank in the network. If you need vegetables, either a co-op that produces vegetables. If you need an insurance, either an insurance, and there is an insurance. If you need to print something very concretely, choose a printing enterprise within the network. If you need computer services, etc., etc., we'll each other give us services within the network, and we'll buy on the market only what goods and services that are not available within the SSE networks. Some example. Here we have a newspaper. Le Courrier is a newspaper. Banque Alternative, as an alternative bank, as it names, as it's obvious. We have a co-op that produces organic vegetables. We also have a restaurant, Les Mangeurs. It's a restaurant that serves only food produced from local vegetables and other cereals, etc., etc. So it's very concrete examples of our members. So main conclusion on Switzerland that there are chambers at the moment, and chambers in Geneva, chambers in the other Canton de Vaud, and so chambers are organizing, the process of organizing. In Geneva, we have 260 members, only this small city. Some are very small, others are quite big organizations. There's a great diversity in the type of product and services, but limited in size. Today, we are far from being able to produce all what the population here needs. There's also a limited vision of how organizations transform the overall economy. Our members are working day to day on the field, but the general perspective to move toward another economy is still limited. They still need to be more coherent internally. It's a commitment, but it has to be worked very concretely. And there's a growing recognition of the SSE as the sustainable development economy. It's how we communicate. We say we are the sustainable development economy. We'll discuss that later. If we compare some, what are the main interesting thing to compare? In the Philippines, we have both networks that are quite new. In the Philippines, it's very new. In Geneva, it's from 2006, but in other countries, it's much older. The value system is rather close. I think we need to discuss further. We've been discussing that with Ben Quinones in. If we take the value, they are very close. It's interesting to point that the goods and services offered more diverse here in Geneva and focused most on agriculture in the Philippines. the beneficiaries in focused on underprivileged in the Philippines. Here it's more, I would say, middle-class ethical consumers. Middle-class as the worker within our organization producing goods and services for the middle-class of ethical consumers. The visibility is limited in the Philippines. Marlin said moderate to high, I would say moderate, and hope it's on the rise. And the impact on the economy is not known in the Philippines. Here we know that it's 10% of all jobs, but that's the only number we have. General conclusion now that we can say that from those first comparison that SSC is a concrete area in practice and conceptually under development in the Philippines here in Geneva. SSC builds on the long history. It's very long in the Philippines. The co-op history in the Philippines is very long too. It was interesting to see that. The guiding principles of value are more explicit. That is put forward in the sustainable consumption practice and production. And this approach is much more global than it is in SSC. And we think that SSC is most likely the economy of sustainability, an economy with market, guided by social and ecological values. But still, environmental values and environmental practices need to be further strengthened. Some points for future discussion and future researchers is how to learn from systems or systemic thinking that is developed in ecological economics and industrial ecology. I think there's a lot to learn from this field to understand, to pass from a value chain approach to a more systemic analysis of the organization of the SSC economy. Also, the second thing is to keep on working toward greater coherence within organization and between organization. Third, to recognize the importance of culture and context, and for sure, for instance, the grow debate, the grow or no grow debate here in Europe has no sense in the Philippines, where millions of people do not access to basic needs. And fourth, the need for solidarity is not only across supply chains, but also region and between socio-economic groups in this highly unequal world. Thank you.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unris.org. Thank you for listening.